Spiritual Advancement, the Object of Camp Meetings. Preach the Word. Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. The words addressed to Timothy are addressed to all ministers, and would it not be well if they would become doers of these words? Paul says, "The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." The instruction given to Timothy was deemed of great importance and not to be lost, but was to be communicated to faithful men who would disseminate the light and spread abroad a knowledge of the principles of truth. My ministering brethren, you are to learn the same lessons, for these are the words of Christ through Paul, given for your instruction and admonition. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. No part of the minister's duty is to be neglected. He is to preach the word, not the opinions of men. He is to labor with individuals, to visit families, not simply to talk of the commonplace happenings, but of things of eternal interest, praying with them and teaching in all simplicity the truth of God.